Greetings. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. During this COVID-19 period, all of us are presented with how best to invest our time and effort. What an amazing time to learn. Perhaps now is the time to invest in learning, both formally and informally. Will we learn during this period, or will we maintain status, breath held and fingers crossed? So much of effective learning is intentional learning. It's that willful discipline to lean in, grapple with new information, and extract meaningful learning from it all. One of the major negative attributes of the built environment industry is its history of, well, not learning. It seems that once a crisis passes, once the drought of projects is replaced with a solid backlog of work, the industry quickly forgets any lessons it might have learned when things were challenging. The American built environment industry clearly has a short memory, a functional dementia when it comes to bad times. Seems the bad times are quickly relegated to the rearview mirror and grow ever smaller with each new project. How many really remember how bad it was a short 11 years ago when the Great Recession swept through? Did the industry fundamentally change after the recession? No. Most of the pre-recession practices and behaviors remain. And now, in this COVID-19 period, they've once again been found to be destructive and non-resilient. The Design Intelligence Challenge to the architecture, design, engineering, and construction professions is this. What will you learn from this current crisis that you'll institutionalize in your organizations and business practices going forward? Some learning is formal. Most is informal. Things learned by observation and accumulated experiences along the way. Formal learning among seasoned professionals is rare. Most avoid the stress of disciplined learning, assignment accountabilities, memory lessons, and applied knowledge scenarios. Most learn through experience, successes and failures. The informality is welcome. But the results, in many cases, are not sustainable. Formal learning is highly intentional, organized, and accountable. It's the type of learning that demands a viable response and, as such, sinks memory roots into the soil of one's way. I wonder, how many of you are engaged in formal, disciplined learning on an ongoing basis? Or are you getting whatever learning you can along the way, making it up as you go? My father passed away a number of years ago, but what I was so impressed with while he was living was his ongoing pursuit of knowledge. As a physician of 50 years, he never stopped learning. He'd regularly attend seminars just to learn something new. He was a voracious reader, consuming all manner of knowledge. And he was forever curious, wanting to figure things out. Well, in his 70s, he decided, in order to serve his South Texas patients more effectively, he'd become fluent in Spanish. So he only subscribed to Spanish magazines and constantly watched Spanish language television programs. Well, he stayed with it, regularly testing his knowledge to ensure it stuck. To him, learning was a way of life, always relevant, always meaningful. The basic question we all ought to be asking ourselves whenever we go into a new encounter or a new challenge is, what will I learn from this? You see, by performing this simple exercise, you're bringing learning to the front of mind consciousness and posturing yourself to learn. As a leader, I'm hoping you're applying whatever you're learning and gaining every time you get a chance. I'd like to see many more of the built environment leadership formalize their learning in meaningful and accountable ways. After all, you were placed in your position to lead, and perhaps there's no more effective way to truly lead than through learning how to. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.